Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Lee, a biography, by Clifford Dowdy, performed by Malcolm Hilgartner. For my wife, Frances, and to my daughters, Frances Blunt and Sarah Bowis, and to the memory of their great-grandfathers, James Monroe Bowis and Michael O'Dowda, who served with Lee. Forward. Dr. William Gleason Bean, professor emeritus at Washington and Lee University, was the first academic historian to stress to me the need for a one-volume Lee, which would use the extensive new material uncovered in the past 25 years in a fresh interpretation. Fundamentally, a fresh interpretation would remove Lee from the delimiting frame of the Civil War, and by placing him in the context of the total history of the Republic, reveal both his eternal relevance and the nature of his involvement in the evolutionary stage of nationalism, which is still in the process of change. In his reluctant involvement, Lee, who was, as one of his chief opponents said, essentially a peacemaker, became a tragic national figure on a scale far to transcend the 4 years of actual warfare. In addition to the new material that has come to light on Lee, since World War II, considerable specialized research has been made available on the period from 1850 to 1876. This has been used or drawn upon in contemporary studies on the relation of this total period to our times. When Experiment in Rebellion, a narrative of the Confederacy's civil leaders, was published in 1946, the late Randolph Adams wrote that the book proved his point that history should be rewritten every 25 years. Attitudes change, and the writer of history views the past from new perspectives. Today, for example, Americans have lost their illusions about war as a political resolution, and no longer believe a permanent pattern of good will result from mass killings and destruction, spreading ruin and misery. From this current attitude, Lee's contemporaneity can be found in his unchanging disbelief in the efficacy of war and his conviction that civilization would not advance until reason and humanity were the bases for the settlement of disputes. When sections of the United States showed an inclination to resolve their differences by arms, he wrote, "I shall mourn for my country and for the future of mankind." Yet, with the perspective of changed attitudes and the availability of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?